To leave them defenseless in the eternal conflict between the sexes? Men would not relish a victory under such conditions. At this point, some man may object. Is it necessary to supply venom to the viper? My answer is that it is unfair to condemn the entire sex for the wrongdoings of a few. Virtue has always been depicted as a woman, not as a man. And it is only proper that she should befriend her own sex. However, I do not presume to instruct the virtues and superior sex. I address myself to the light heart. I shall teach only those women who want to make themselves well loved. For the most part, women are unfortunately ill-equipped to hold their men. They lack skill in loving. A great deal of cleverness, artfulness, and even art are required to keep a lover from growing bored. I do this at the express demand of Venus. They easily appear to me and spoke. What have these poor women done to you, which will make things worse for them? You have devoted two books instructing men how to win every victory of love battle. It is only fair that you give some thought to my daughters. They too need your advice. Therefore, I am inspired by Venus. Listen to me carefully. Women, remember that although you may reject love today, there will come a time when you are wrong. Nobody can do me no harm. Be gone. No roses will be spread on your doorstep. And at the same time, the rose will fade from your cheeks. The dread wrinkles will come. The hair will lose its luster. And though you swear you are prematurely white-haired, no one will believe it. Only the snake which slips its skin and the stag which sheds its horns seem to retain their pride. It is better to pluck the flower.
I want to meet the cause of candy by of an orgy of red. Drawing at London with his wife Yoko Ono arrested in London in 68 for haddish and started having trouble with American immigration officials. In 1972, they ushered in the hippie look. They made a font at Jesus Christ, got Americans hooked on drugs. And then him and his wife in one of their albums, they're told in need, but he was shot three times in the chest, two in the left arm, and two in the back.
But the part of you needed for love never wears out.
Led Zeppelin's
a torch does not lose its brilliance merely because it is used to light another torch.
Overdosed on 32 anti-alcohol tablets. The punk rock musician Sid Vicious stabbed his sweetheart to death and mainlined his life away via Harrison. Jim Morrison of the Doors overdosed and died in his bathtub in his Paris apartment. Mama Cass and the Mama and the Papas again died choking on a ham sandwich. Lenny Skinner came out with an album with him in flames. You know what happened? His car returned burst. And he died in a ball of flames. The Duke Chicago played, and they had Russian roulette, pulling the trigger, and blew his brains out. In the Riverfront Coliseum in Cincinnati, 11 teenagers trampled to death trying to get in to see the Who. Then there's Al Lutzen of Canned Heat, Graham Parsons, Jerry Fine of Uriah Heep, Jimmy Taylor, Shaman Al, Lowell George of Little Feet, Tommy Bolin of Deep Purple, Robin McKinnish of the Average White Band. You see what's really happening in the music scene.
The sculptor's muscles once nothing.
Jimi Hendrix, you remember him, he was very heavy into the occult, having out-of-the-body experiences called astral projections. He made $100,000 an hour, used his guitar as a phallic symbol. But when they found the highest paid entertainer at 27, he had suffocated in a pool of his own vomit. 3 weeks later, following him to his grave was Janis Joplin. She she really wasn't so happy that she really wasn't the sex symbol of America. She tried 6 times to commit suicide. You see, Satan doesn't show you the real picture on how these people end. What she did, she went to her apartment with 2 needle syringes. One was LSD, the other was liquid cement. When they found that this girl, who sank
behind the altering chemical called LSD. A mutilated animal, a meadow without grass, a tree without leaves, and a head without hair, all are ugly. It is not to you, ravishing Simeon, or lovely leader, that I speak. Not to you, Europa, carried away on the back of an enraptured bull. Nor to Helen, whom her husband Menelaus rightfully demanded, and whom her seducer Paris understandably refused to return. Most of my pupils are average women. The great beauties need little of my advice, but the plain ones, the great majority, will benefit by it. There are few faces without blemishes. Hide the flaws with skill and circumspection. Remedy the defects of your figure. If you are short, sit down most of the time. This way, men will not be aware of your lack of height. If you are so small as to be almost dwarf, lie down and throw something over your feet. If you are thin, wear bulky materials. When you go out, put on a loose mantle. If you do not have shapely feet, do not expose them in sandals, but cover them with fetching shoes. If your neck is thick, veil it with a scarf. If your hands are large, restrain your gestures. If your bosom is flat, a few pats will help. If it is too large, wear a tight brassiere. If your breath is unpleasant, do not come too near your lover. Talk as little as possible when your stomach is empty.
If you wanna be a bird.
Thank you. up. 'Cause my right man. Now I know better. Both my hands are beautiful now. Look, hands. No more.
I'm the greatest plumber in the world. Boy, can I put in a pipe. I could put in a pipe better than anybody. Boy, am I a plumber. And handsome. I must be the handsomest plumber in the world. I'm a genius. I'm, my God, I can tap dance. Tap dance. And I can do cartwheels. I'm the most talented plumber in the world.
Ego trip, ego trip. Ride again, 15 cents. Come on, ride.
Thank you. no philosophies. We hope you like our story, although there isn't one. That is to say, there's many. That way, there is more fun.
You told us you like action and games of many kinds. You like to dance, we like to sing, so let's all lose our minds.
We know it doesn't matter, because what you came to see is what we'd love to give you. And gift it 1, 2, 3.
But it may come 3, 2, 1, 2, or jump from 9 to 5. And when you see the end in sight, the beginning may arrive.
For those who look for meanings, informed as they do fact, we might tell you one thing, but we'd only take it back.
Not back like you're in a bar stack, not back like you're in a race, not back so we can keep it, but back like you're in a space.
You say we're manufacturers, to that we all agree. So make your choice and we'll rejoice in never being free.
Hey, hey, we are the monkeys, we've said it all before. The money's in, we're made of tin, we're here to give you more. The money's in, we're made of tin, we're here to give you more.
That a sound, that a pure rock sound can kill? Isn't that far out?
Thank you. boy watered the seed he had planted.
I'm watering my pasture.
And he pulled up the weeds around it.
I'm pulling up the weeds.
But nothing came up.
It didn't come up yet.
Days passed, and nothing came up.
It didn't come up yet.
Weeks passed.
Didn't come up yet.
Everyone kept saying it wouldn't come up. His mother said,
Mother, no little boy can't know. Mother, no one might never
know. His father said,
Father, no lot of things little boys like you can't know. And Father knows your carrot seed might never, never grow.
And his big brother said,
Yeah, won't come up. Yeah, won't come up. I told you so, I told you so. Nothing's coming up.
Everyone kept saying it wouldn't come up. But the little boy still sprinkled the ground with water every day. Still pulled up the
weeds. And it all comes from behind you. The illusion has been just a dream. The valley of death, and I'll find you. Now is when on the sun will shine beam. So bring on the yellow perfection. There are for sure to be. All the things we are under. You can't see, you can't see, you can't see.
It came up.
His mother said,
It's so big.
His father said,
I never saw a carrot so big.
And his big brother said,
Yeah, nobody ever saw a carrot so big.
And the little boy,
I haven't seen a
tortoise
in a year.
You take most of the pictures, don't you?
Yes.
You're always looking for talus.
Yes.
Watch this.
What happened? Heard the world's largest board eater ship. We the world's largest board eater ship.
I'm losing my touch. Give me some nickels, Barney.
Hey, Red. This steak's tough.
You can't send it back now. You bent it.
Can't.
I'll be right this way tonight, Red.
Thanks for the warning.
Something.
Another cup of Jalo.
Something kept telling me you must. You must.
I like our coffee.
I
it
must.
Stinks. I notice you're drinking your seventh cup.
I like your sugar. Give me a cup of coffee.
Anything else?
Yeah, what else you got that ain't poisonous?
I don't know. I never eat here.
How about take my order, Red?
How about taking your time?
Nice new fixture, Bonnie.
Yeah, she'll do.
Not a bad thing to know.
Nice chassis, huh, Joe?
Classy chassis.
Yes, and it's all mine, too. I don't owe any payments on it.
I'd be glad to finance it, baby.
Who do you think you're kidding? You couldn't even pay for the headlights. Anything else?
Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
And it ain't gonna be. You better settle for a hamburger.
Okay, with onions.
I can't hear. No, I'm deaf. Come back. I'm going.
Thrown out. He hasn't even written.
What's he doing? Taking a rest, Joe?
I haven't seen him, but I will.
Just tell him to hurry up and do something. Don't worry, I won't. I'm getting out of this joint, Crowley or no Crowley. I'll kick my...
Time's up, Gordon. Thinking about a crash out. I tried it once at the prison farm where they sent me for good behavior. The fix blew up and a school put the blast on me. Yeah, and then the worst of it was they sent me back behind those big walls. We were just getting ready for another crash out when my pardon came.
Yeah, I get it. You always hope you can get out. Sort of keeps you going.
Master's degree.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, that's it.
Designer, fashion commentator on radio, newspaper fashion editor, she did them all.
While escorting a group to a Paris fashion show, she became keenly aware of the problems black people expect to encounter while traveling.
She returned to Atlanta and with her husband studied the travel business. They opened a travel agency which caters to special opportunities for black travelers.
Together, they arranged tours to West Africa, Scandinavia, and all other points in the United States and the world, smoothing the way wherever difficulties might be encountered by black tourists.
Active in the leadership of many professional travel organizations, Mrs. Henderson has become the most widely traveled black woman in America.
The fashion expert who switched her talents to travel because there was a need. Mrs. Freddie Scarborough Henderson,
a black woman.
Let's get out and walk. It looks so pretty.
You bet.
Drake McHugh, you make me awfully mad sometimes.
Oh, now, one of the nicest things about you, honey, is that you don't pretend anything.
Well, I don't pretend.
Well, then what are we talking about?
Well, for instance, right now, I suggested we walk down here.
All right, what's wrong with that?
Well, right away, you thought that...
What?
Well, all the time, I only want to tell you my idea.
Well, go ahead and tell me. I'm listening.
My will. And it's not a bad one, either. If you want to buy real estate, why don't you buy this?
This junk?
Be clear of the rain. After all, there are lots of people who work in the clay pits and the mills and the coal mines if I don't know.
Secure, and in my choice to reign is worth ambition, though in hell.
Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. That's a great lie. Milton really understood the devil. Sit down. Is this the first time? time you've ever been in my cabin, isn't it? Wouldn't expect to find it like this, is it?
Tiny ship tossing like a matchstick. Its boards are caked with salt spray. The ropes groan in the wind.
Such men as you. Mercenary forces, it is my pleasure to confer upon you the United States Congressional Medal of Honor for heroism beyond the call of duty.
Searcher for reinforcements. Possibility that our position should be overrun.
Are you kidding? What are we supposed to do here?
Hold on against insurmountable odds. What's with her?
Worship the one God in their own way.
Hey, come on.
Listen, enough with trouble. Will you hear?
Coming back. I know she's coming back.
Oh, you
stupid
girl.
Sam.
Yes, Bob.
December 1941 in Casablanca. What time is it in New York?
My wife is gone.
I bet they're asleep in New York. I bet they're asleep all over America. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Slipping through the mirror, I'm gonna make a dollar from someone else's tear. A band of outlaw riders seeking after wind. Find them rich and leave them poor, it's all the same to them. Find the reason for all the things they do. Trying to find some freedom and take a little chew. A band of outlaw riders with a lifetime full of need. Reason now, the endless road never caring. Nothing stays the same. Trouble touches every man who calls us someone's pain. Highway 6, your future, and the future seals your fate.
out how many root canals I did to pay for this damn thing. I thought we could all be together so far.
The Lord said, what you give unto me, I will return unto you tenfold. Well, one of our brothers sitting right here amongst us, on his income tax only reported fivefold. And the government didn't like that. But he had faith, a loving wife, and a great account. Praise God for our brother.
Praise God.
We are all, each and every one of us, being tested. Now, one of the loveliest preachers in our congregation.
Say, Brakes!
Jones coming down.
Got the shakes.
Jones coming down.
Nose running.
Jones coming
down. Joint dripping. Mind slipping. Body aches.
Jones
coming down.
Jones.
Got an attitude.
Jones coming
down. Fighting mad.
Jones.
Feeling bad. Funeral sad. Another 24-hour drag.
Jones.
Jim, I need me some scat. A transplant in bag. You see, cause I'm strung out on a white witch. My timeless bitch, riding a white horse into my main vein. Damn, baby, got to kill this pain. I'm gonna get slick and get my woman to pull a trick. She don't care, she's on welfare. Gonna steal her check and cop me a deck and steal me some stuff when the going gets rough. Where's my wine? I've got to ease my mind. Is that the kid out here crying? Shut up, kid. You want the super to call the man? You'll have me pull another bin. So what if you're hungry? Shit, my Jones is down on me. Angel man, I don't know where to do this, but he knows what I know, he's out getting his. Damn, this pain is getting worse. Let me see how much hell this hoe got in her purse. Well now, $6 will cost me two small trades. Gorilla Jones away. Now let me see what's happening on the corner today. Hey, there's my man. Double tray, so I can take off and lay. Okay, woman, get up out of bed. You heard what I said. I'ma tie the rope around my arm and heat the cooker. And I want you to get your ass out on the corner and play hooker. Wow, I can feel it now. This stuff is boss. I see that hoe on that horse. Hey.
Yes, tonight at the Freakers Hall. Yeah, and you know that you're invited, one and all. Come on, baby, grease your lips, grab your arms, swing your hips. But don't forget to bring your whips. I'll take you to the Freakers Hall. Blow your whistle, hang your dog, roll up something to take along. I feel so good that it must be wrong. I'm freaking at the freakest ball.
get you. The FBI are dancing with the judges. All the streets are swinging with the punches. Cross the floor and up the wall. I'm freaking at the free gas ball. Yeah, freaking at the free gas ball.
Sexual experience, you don't really know what's going on. See, you're like 12 years old, you wake up in the middle of the night. What the hell was that? I gotta remember what I was dreaming about. Say something else. Like nocturnal emissions. Mothers. Because for the first time, their sons make their own beds.
Ma, listen, I made my bed already. I cleaned up my whole room, Ma. You don't even have to go in the room. It's all cleaned up, Ma. I'm also washing the sheets when I come.
No, you're working
too hard, Ma.
But I always liked that expression, because it sounded like you were doing something special.
Wet dream, you know that. Sounds like something you should be ashamed of.
Yeah, you did. You had a wet dream.
I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore.
Nocturnal emission could be part of this space program. Apollo 17, this is ground control. You are now clear for nocturnal emission.
Okay, you go first, Buzz.
They gotta be doing something up there. They're there for a long time.
Well, you know, it's pretty difficult to masturbate in space. I mean, it's possible, but it's very messy because there's no gravity. You know?
Jesus Christ, put on your helmet, Neil. Leo's jerking off again.